All right, welcome to our pre-show here. Today is the 10th of January, 2025. I went through a whole, I did a kind of a dry run pre-show, and I really vented. And then I took it and I erased it, because if I put that motherfucker out as today's pre-show, there'll be so many fucking hurt feelings and so many motherfuckers with their tender asses, they're going to be rubbing their tender asses. I said, fuck it, I'm not going to. I talked about L.A., what we've gone through over the last few days. And then I talked about the politics associated with it. And then I got really fucking pissed off. And then I said, I better not fucking put this thing, I better not upload this. I better do a new one. So I'm doing a new one. But I will tell you this. Unless you've been through this, which is seeing, and there's people who've had it, well, there's people who've lost their homes. There's people who've lost their homes. I get that. What I'm saying is, for the rest of us who have been on the periphery, I live north of Malibu and Pacific Palisades and all of that. I live well north in an area called Channel Islands Beach, Port Hueneme. So I was well removed from all the fires, because we live down on a pretty secluded beach. Now, the thing to keep in mind here is I was going down PCH my whole life. I've been driving up and down PCH my whole fucking life. I've seen all of those restaurants and motels and hotels and gas stations and liquor stores. I've seen the Jack in the Box there. I've seen the Malibu Inn. I've seen the Malibu Pier. I've seen Will Rogers State Beach. I've seen the Getty there up on the cliff, the Getty Villa, which they turned into an office building for a while. I've seen, you name it. It's gone. It's fucking gone. Now, unless you've lived through that, unless you know what I'm talking about, you don't know what I'm talking about. To see these things over the course of 50 motherfucking years, and they're gone. The moon shadows. When I read somebody posted that Moon Shadows was fucking gone. Moon Shadows is a restaurant. I used to go to that all the fucking time. Every time I went up or down PCH and I had a few minutes, I'd have lunch, I'd stop off and have dinner. I took friends of mine there. Jackie, it was the first place I took Jackie to when she came to California to visit for the first time, and I was bringing her up PCH from the airport. We stopped off at Moon Shadows and we had lunch. And when I told her that it was gone, all she could say was, oh my God. And just everything, man. I mean, I don't know if Maestro's is gone. Duke's is still there. Malibu Inn is still there. But all of those homes. Malibu Pier, I hope, is still there. But all of those landmarks, fucking gone. Now when you drive down PCH, it's like a bomb hit, man. It's like a war zone. It's like, you know, there'd just been a war fought. And this is me looking at it on film. I don't know what I'm going to do the first time I drive down that fucking highway and I see it, you know, up close and personal, man. God damn it. I hope they rebuild Moonshadows pronto. I hope they rebuild a lot of these places, but I don't know. And it's not my money, so I can't tell them what to do with it, but... This was an event with wind, okay, and extremely dry conditions. Now, we already know, because we have video evidence, that Southern California Edison had some transformers explode. We had some cable down, some power lines down. So we already fucking know what happened down here is similar to what happened in Northern California with PG&E. We had some down power lines. And all these stupid cunts that are online talking about, this must be arson. I think it's just, you know what? As my friend Dwayne said, we have far too much time on our hands and far too much opportunity to run our stupid fucking yaps about nothing. And that's what's going on. Time now to just start yapping about fucking nothing. Let me take a look here. I probably got people are going to be all pissed off at me because I've been doing battle with some people today on various forums about various things. What do we got here? Nothing? Okay. Had to unfriend some people. I mean, it's been a... Let me see here, man. Here we go. Okay. That's cool. By the way, I highly recommend Kunk. Felicia Kunk, you got to watch this chick. She is a fucking riot. Yeah, I'm really happy that you marked yourself safe from the fucking fires. I've never in my life seen a more worthless, meaningless fucking exercise of people marking themselves safe. All right, so... That's it, baby. California fire assistance, Planet Fitness, showers, Wi-Fi, charging station, no membership. You can go to Planet Fitness, Airbnb, free temporary housing, Uber, free rides for evacuees. Here's the code, WILDFIRE25. Lyft, free rides for evacuees. Code is CALFIRERELIEF25. AT&T, unlimited talk, text, and data through February the 6th. Calico Fish House offering to feed evacuees and let them camp out in the restaurant parking lot. Pie-free pizza, free pizza. This is great. These are people, these are local businesses that are stepping up, man. Beautiful thing, man. Bad luck. Where is this? Here it is. Bad luck. I mean, I used to hitchhike up PCH. As I mentioned, this Facebook post, and we camp out at Thornhill Broom. There's a big, big, beautiful beach there where a lot of RVs camp out there now. Back in the day, there was surfers, and I guess there were people that were families too, but it was mostly like just kids and surfers and you know, people with camper shells on their trucks, that kind of shit. And then they had this big, big ass hill of sand on the other side of the PCH that I used to hike up and sit up there and watch the... watch the sun go down, you know, look at the ocean. That was my very first time looking at the Pacific Ocean and very philosophically thinking that is the mother of all things. I remember I was 17 years old. I thought I had the heaviest fucking thoughts. Oh, boy. Well, there it is, man.